Nayan Mahu the
Tanya.
Abba Ben Yamin Aymer?
Yeah.
Okay, Abba Ben Yamin was before, now we're saying another Abba Ben Yamin. Tanya was taught in the Braisa. Abba Ben Yamin Aymer. Yomoli nitna rishus la'ayin lirais. If the eye would be given permission to see, what do you mean? An eye is given permission to see. To see the mazikin. If the eye would be able to see the mazikin, you would not be able to take it. Right?
No, lamoid.
Won't be able to stand. It means he would collapse from fright. It says here.
Correct.
Okay. Amar Abaye. Inu nefishim enon. There are many more mazikin than there are human beings. V'kai malon ki kisla l'ugya. They stand around us like a ditch around a tree. In other words, there's many of them. Omer Avhuna, right? A ditch around the tree.
It's like MetLife. It's like in MetLife. Uh-huh. It's like you're all surrounded, all sides by them.
All sides. The circumference, the length of the circumference is much larger than the dot in the middle.
The Sima Shas was the largest one in the entire world.
What do you mean? Last year?
When the singing and dancing, there wasn't a Rebbe, there wasn't a president.
Yeah.
Everyone was singing and dancing. Who's in the middle? Yisrael v'yoreisa v'kutsh b'ichu.
All right.
There wasn't a Rebbe.
Yeah.
There wasn't David Hofstetter.
Yes.
There wasn't a president of the United States. Mm-hmm. The ganze Welt was singing.
Hello.
Was singing around Yisrael.
Okay.
V'yoreisa v'kutsh b'ichu.
Okay.
Weiter.
Vav and Aleph.
By the way, we never told you.
So I can help you a little because I also...
We change the time. We always learn now at 8:25.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. We always learn.
Always.
Like, okay, 5 minutes early.
That's the newsman. It's the newsman.
It's already past 8:30.
We're going for 5 minutes already.
Om Rav Huna, kol chad
v'chad. I'm sorry.
But Aleph, we have to go very fast. We have to finish the whole daf.
Yeah, yeah. Vav Om Rav, yeah. Where?
Om Rav Huna.
It's about 7-8 lines from the top. Omer Avuna, kol chad v'chad minon.
Each one of us.
Yeah.
Omer Avuna, kol chad v'chad minon.
Of
us. Every one of a human being. Alpha, there's 1,000 mismola of mazikim to the left. V'riva v'osa miminaya. And there's 10,000 to the right. So you can imagine. So there's 30,000 mazikim to each human being.
No, 10,000.
11,000.
Okay. Why 11,000? So Murray the Gavard, why 11,000?
Yeah, 11,000.
Because 22,000 represents the Shekhinah. Rivvois Alfa Yisrael. Yeah. The Sima Shas, yeah, more than 22,000.
Yes.
Yeah, we have 22,000 Yidden. Shuva Hashem, Rivvois Alfa Yisrael. The Mazikim, it's 10,000 on your left and 1,000 on your right. 11,000. So it's half. The Mazikim are half of the Kedusha. Kedusha is 22,000. Kechatumah.
What do you mean? If you're standing alone, you have 11,000 Mazikim around you. You have no Kedusha. What Kedusha do you have alone?
They don't have Kedusha. There's a principle. Shuv Hashem, Rivvois Alfa Yisrael. There's a principle in Yadus.
You know how many Mazikim were at MetLife? Go figure it out.
No, but the Jew counteracts them.
Yeah, but
just
don't forget, we have Malachim also.
Besides the Malachim, but the Koyach of Mazikim.
Why is there always Mazikim, constantly Mazikim, according to this Gemara?
I don't know.
Does that apply today or also the same Mazikim? I don't think so. I'll tell you why, because they say the Ruach, they say the Tumah.
Zilumazem.
Yeah, Zilumazem. That's what they say.
Why, you don't have Malachim? When you go to the Beis Hakisa, you don't say Yischadim Chabadai?
Yeah, so there's a reason why I think it's brought down. Okay, next.
Hay duchako to have a bekala. This feeling of being
squashed
when you're duchako to have a bekala. Bekala when you're at a lecture. Menayu have it. It's from the
mazikim.
Feeling all the mazikim around you.
Yeah.
Hani biyakori the shali when your knees are becoming tired. Minayu because they're rubbing against them. Hani moni the rabbonim the bolu,
the clothing
of the rabbinic of the rabbonim who are not running around, they're just sitting in one place, and they're still worn out.
Warmed.
How did they get worn out? The chuf you do from the
rubbing, the they rub on them.
Hanikari, the menagfon, the feet that are knocking minayhu are from them. Now,
what does it mean? What do you mean? Knockfon? This is a sound. They are.
No, the knocking would cause I think discomfort for their.
They are knocking. The mazikim are knocking on our legs.
Yeah, so therefore it becomes whatever.
Minayim, they're doing it.
It becomes hurtful.
Okay. Now, if let's say you want to know if there are mazikim around, Haiman de boy lemedalu, if a person wants to be able to
see them,
to be aware of them, to see them, so this is a etza. Laisa kitma nihala, let him take ashes that have been powderized. Ubahadar apurye. Spread him around his bed before he goes to sleep.
But it doesn't say how much ashes.
Let's see.
Because I was thinking of doing that maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No harm will come.
And in the morning when he'll get up, he'll see Kikari the Targon Nagala. He'll see like the footprints of a chicken because they have.
That's the only thing they can't. They can disguise themselves except for their feet.
Every single night, they come to my house. Right. And you know
what they do?
They take away my yarmulke and my glasses. Every single night.
They don't want to let you learn.
I wake up in the morning and I can't find my yarmulke and I can't find my glasses. Every single night.
Hi, Manda Boy, the magazine. Another way that you can come to see him?
This is more difficult. This is more difficult.
Take a placenta of a female cat.
I mean the sack. A sack.
The placenta is
the birth.
The birthing. the birthing sack.
The baby is stored in the rechem.
When they say the water breaks, that means the sack that breaks.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Ukamta bas ukamta. Take a black cat. The daughter of
a
black cat.
African American. The daughter of an African American.
But
the cat has to be the firstborn of
first black. It has to be black cats.
Yeah.
The daughter of a black cat. Bukhrasobas Bukhrasob.
Each one is firstborn.
Cat, the daughter of a firstborn cat. Velikle Benura.
Burn it.
It's very difficult.
Velishache grind it. Velimle Enimine. Fill his eyes with some of the ash. Velchazalu, and then he'll see him. Velishde Beguvrasob the Parzala.
The leftovers.
The leftovers, because they're. They want that.
In a tube.
You should put them in a tube and seal it.
Iron.
And seal it. The gushpanko de parzala. Seal with an iron seal. Dil magon vimine, because they're going to try to
what
steal.
What does gufsa de parzala mean?
A tube of steel.
So what's the difference between gufsa de parzala and gushpanko de parzala?
That's the stopper. The stopper.
Oh, the stopper. Okay, mate.
Velichtem pume, he should close the mouth of the.
You close your mouth.
The person should close his mouth.
Close his mouth.
He shouldn't talk.
They shouldn't
come
into his mouth. They shouldn't enter. Next.
Yeah.
Rav Bibi Barabai Ovid Achi. Rav Bibi Barabai did what you were trying to do. Chazav Izdak. He got harmed.
But he did. But he. I guess he spoke. Because he said you're not allowed to talk.
He must be a very big Yitzhar to talk when this happens.
Okay.
So they davened for him. And he got better.
He got better. Okay. Oh, by the way, I told by the shir, the one who gave the shir on 47th Street, right near the city synagogue, that I saw in Kavayasha, that talks about Zerah Vatal, this Mazikim, he says, if one takes the Zerah and puts it on his eyes, he could also see. He could see these Mashchisim.
I give out.
Okay, next.
Rabbi Ben Yamin said another thing. Tanya, Rabbi Ben Yamin Aimer, ain't tefillah shalodim nishmas elo beisach knesses. Where is a tefillah? When is a person's tefillah listened to by Kadosh Baruch Hu? Only if he davened.
The makom.
That means even a besmadah shalom, because today we don't have a din of beisach knesses. Almost
the same thing.
The same thing. The makom where you daven, yeah.
But not in the house. The house has no kedusha.
Yeah, but there's a sefer that talks. Okay, next.
There's no kedusha in the bais.
When you daven in a shul.
If you have to be yichidus, you should go to a shul to be yichidus. You shouldn't daven in the house. Because the shul has kedusha and the bais does not. Friday night, you're not supposed to have a minion in the house Friday night. Because the bais is not a makom of kedusha.
Friday, now why punk Friday night?
People like making minion in the building Friday night.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to go to makom kadosh.
Okay.
It says, Shmayel Arena Velotvila. You hear the song and the prayer.
Makish, the one to the other. What's Rina?
Rina, where do you have the song?
And your daughter's name is Rina.
Reina.
Reina, same thing, Reina.
Reina's pure. Okay, you can make
so
it.
So Reina,
tomorrow you can fill it.
So what's the drash?
Is that Reina means where the tzibur sings together. They sing together.
You don't tefillah,
that's what you daven.
Oh.
You should daven in the place where the tzibur comes together sing Rina.
Okay.
Rina, by definition, means a tzibur.
Okay.
Davening and singing to Hashem.
Yeah. Another thing to learn about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Omer Rabin Bar Rabad, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok.
Oh, listen to this.
Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Be Beis HaKnesses. How do you know that Kedushas Baruch Hu hangs out in the shul? Shenemer Alekim Nitzov Adas Keil. Kedushas Baruch Hu stands in an Adas Keil.
So they have Wi-Fi.
The Adas Keil is a shul.
They have Wi-Fi and rechargers.
Right. How do you know Adas Keil is a shul?
The assembly of Hashem.
Okay, that's a meeting place, so that's obviously a shul.
Yeah. Kel, Hashem, the meeting place of Kel, of a place that's holy.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know when 10 people daven together, the Mishchina comes to down?
Look how it switches.
Same pasuk.
How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't say Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to. Then it says, how do you know the Shechina? It's a different.
Gevaldik, gevaldik.
There's a lot of Torah on that.
Gevaldik. First it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's a Shechina. It's not just the same
Zach. No, of course not. It's not. No, the Shechina is from Hashem, it's different.
Different.
So the Neid Yehuda says, and brings the Rambam, Shechina means either, it really means Hashgacha. It's very intense. There's an R, either means R, there's a tremendous light, or it means Shechina. It's very, just like the Mismiglish. Because Hashem is all over. It means there, it's very
intensely.
Right.
When they're judging, that when they're sitting in judgment, the Shekhinah is with
they're
them.
Not learning. Right. They're not learning. They're not.
But
you
say that's what makes a connect.
Din.
This Torah is also Torah.
Later, right.
And my b'kerev of Elohim,
Yishpoit.
Elohim is Elohim.
Right.
And judges.
Yeah.
So that's he's sitting in the middle of judges.
But the drosha, the pshut of Mikra is, b'kerev of Elohim means, it means choyl. Drosha is kodesh.
Elohim goes on the best then. Yeah.
Elohim means authority. Authority.
Right.
But it's a drush.
Right.
Elohim
is
a
Bashan. I know two people are learning. I guess in three people too. Shenemar Oz Nidru Yirei Hashem Ishareyu. When Yirei Hashem, two where people are sitting and learning, Vayakshiv Hashem. Hashem listens. And you see Hashem is in a place where two people are sitting and learning. Now, the Torah...
Where do you see the Shekhinah is there?
V'yakshiv Hashem!
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
And the Torah Pasuk says...
But that's not necessarily a rye. Hashem hears. Hashem's everywhere. Hashem, where do you see the Shekhinah?
It's enough. V'yakshiv Hashem.
Okay.
The good full Pasuk is, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ish al rayeu, v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma. V'yikosev sefer zikaron lefanov.
Oh, that's an added thing.
Nirei Hashem alechosh v'shmoy. That's the end of the pasuk.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the pasuk. Now he asks, my lechosh v'shmoy. What does it mean, lechosh v'shmoy? Om Ravashi, choshav odom ma'asiz mitzvah. Even if a person doesn't do a mitzvah, but he's thinking of doing a mitzvah, v'nenas, and something happened to him, he was an oinus, lo yasa, malo v'kosev kilu osa.
Wait, it doesn't just mean thinking. He attempts to do a mitzvah, and somehow he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah.
Right,
not just he's just thinking. He takes action. He takes initiative to do the mitzvah, but he doesn't achieve it. No, I'm just saying that that's the pshat. Yeah.
So what does that mean? If somebody's wearing tefillin on his head his whole life, and he finds out that it was puzzle the whole time,
100% yoitzer.
So what is it? He gets credit for
anochas
tefillin?
Yes. Yes.
How do you know?
I saw.
Kilo, that's what it says here.
No, but I saw on the paiskim.
It's not so posh. It's not so posh.
Even it's puzzle.
What do you mean?
It's not so posh.
The Eishel Avram on the Shechinah.
What do you mean? If you're holding a lulav and esrig, and the esrig is puzzle,
and
you
so
shake
so
it, you kind of mitzvah. You think
if his intention, if he thought it was kosher, I don't know if it's on same level.
Oh, but now he's saying Gavart. Now he's saying.
But to see, he didn't do a mitzvah. He wanted to do
he's the not
going to
be punished. He's not going to be punished.
I'm not talking about punishment. He didn't know.
I'm talking about you get points.
No one knows how this works. What are you going to say? No one knows. No one came back to tell us how this works, Shemayim. What do we know?
So this pasuk is telling you, malo v'kosu kilo asa. It's in some way,
okay.
In some level, if you
whatever
intended
means
to do a mitzvah, and for some reason...
And you know, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, every time you see kofadim, it means mamish. It's not as if you did it.
But it says nenas. So in other words, the guy had to be an oinus. He can't have been something that he didn't do the proper shtabas.
Right.
Okay. Which means even one person. So you see, I'm going to be there. I'm going to come to you even if you're alone.
And I'll bench you.
The Gemara,
only by one person. What about if it's even two by, more?
We
multiple
just said
people.
That. We just
bench?
Said that.
No, but it, there's no. Why doesn't it say I'll
it
bench
says 10,
you?
It says 3, it says 2, and
no,
two
but
one.
It says only by one I'll bench you.
Because only one person.
It's telling you that even.
And what about a few people? We don't call chicane.
Even by one.
So bring one pasuk, then one, and we'll know 2, 3, 4, 5. Why do you have to bring all these tzukim?
Yeah.
Trey Mikhavim Milayu Besefer Azichoinis. It's a higher level.
Right.
Chad, like Mikhavim Milay Besefer Azichoinis.
That's really
Who writes it down? Who could understand what this means? One person Hashem doesn't write down? What does that mean exactly?
It doesn't, it says.
Okay, there's a lot of Torah on that. Okay.
What does it mean?
The Book of Remembrance. What does the Book of Remembrance mean?
By the way, it does say in Chazal that every month of Shabbos, I'm sure you know this, Eliyahu Novi writes all the schis that Yin did throughout the week, and Mashiach signs it. That's what it says.
The Mashal explains that when one person learns, there's no one there to correct them to say you made a mistake in how you learned.
Right.
So he doesn't get. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not impressed. Because he's not going to be saying Lamiti Shel Torah. But when there's two people and one of them sitting on the other side and they're going back and forth and they're correcting, they're learning the right shot.
Wow.
So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, this you deserve. I deserve to write it down.
And
right?
The Shas says, okay, very nice.
Yechimiach and the Filu Trei tells him about you.
Right.
So now you know two already. So why do you need three?
Right.
Oh, because three is by a bezdin.
Right.
So why do you need three? No, because it's not learning. It's a bezdin.
Right. You would have thought it's something not learning.
Different.
Judging a case through the Torah is not learning Torah.
And therefore, you would have thought that the Shechina doesn't come.
Yeah, the Shechina, it's not the same level as learning Torah. Kamash Malan, that even when you're done al-pi the Torah, that's called learning Torah.
Right.
So that means that. The main thing is to go to the Lamaisa. Why do you learn Torah? To be able to paskin halachas.
Right.
That's the whole idea, right?
Well,
I ask the Shechina, maybe by three the Shechina doesn't come. Now that we know that even by three, Asara Mabaya, why do you need a 10?
Yeah.
Asara Kodma Shechina V'Asya. So by 10, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes even before the minyan comes.
Pile Ploim.
That's why some people have a minyan with knowing, right?
Bechira, Hashem is going to go. This pilei ploim, this whole gemara, Hashem knows the future, so Hashem is acting al shem ha'asit.
Yeah,
pilei ploim.
Yeah.
So telosa ad yosu. However, if there's three people, then the shechina doesn't come until the three are gathered together.
Same thing, and the same thing with two also and one also.
Yeah. But 10, they come. He comes before.
Yeah.
Another teaching. Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Oven, Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Menayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu, Maniach Tvilin. How do you know Kodesh Baruch Hu actually puts on Tvilin? Shenemar, Nishba Hashem V'yiminoi, he swears with his right hand, Ubizraya Uzoi, and with his arm, he has strength. Ubizraya Uzoi, by the arm of his strength.
Yeah.
V'yiminoi Zutayra, Shenemer, how do you know it's Torah? Miminu Eish Das Lomoy. It says that in the pasuk in Devarim. It was Raya Uzay Eilu Tefillin. So there, you know, Shenemer Hashem Oiz Lomoy Yitens. You see, Oiz is Tefillin. How do you see that it's Tefillin? Hashem Oiz Lomoy Yitens. How do you see that it's Tefillin?
Next words. Gemara asked the
question. Menayin Shetefillin Oiz Heim Lisrael Diksi Vero Kolame Oritz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. The Yorum Mimecha. All the nations are going to be fearful of you because they see in you.
Ois, ois, so you see, ois means awe. Ois means a power, might. So you're afraid of might.
Yeah.
The fact that they're the Yorum Mimecha is an indication that Hashem has ois.
Yeah. Where do you see ois in?
That's what ois means. What is the translation of ois? Ois means might,
strength. Right?
Strength. Might. Who are you afraid of in this world? You're afraid of the strong and mighty. Ois.
And it was taught, Rabbi Eliezer, a God Lamer, Elu Tefillin Shabaraish. these awe-inspiring things are is the tefillin shel roish that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wears on his head. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav
Chiya. So that means you have to learn out from two psukim that Hashem wears tefillin shel yam, from two psukim.
Combination.
Yeah, combination.
Hani tefillin demari olma, Mike Sivbuhu, what's written inside the parshas? Armalei, umi kamchi Yisrael goyach haboretz. Just like we have Shema, we talk about Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekeinu Shem Echad. He has the opposite. He has his Kla Yisrael. Umi kamchi Yisrael goyach haboretz.
Yeah.
Umi mishtakach kuchabrichu b'shvachid Yisrael.
Is
a Kadosh Baruch Hu praised with the shvach of Yisrael?
And yeah,
what does that mean?
The such a thing.
The Kadosh Baruch Hu is really
glorifies himself.
He adorns himself.
So he adorns himself.
Yisrael.
Zok
the Gemara.
Yes.
Tiksiv es Hashem hamarti hayoyim.
I have.
As Hashem, you have praised Hashem. Uksiv Hashem hemircha yoyim.
Just praise you. Zelum azeh.
Omer lo mekosh baruch li Yisrael. At hamasituni chativa achas bo'aylam. You made me
an ornament
in this world. Vani esa eschem chativa achas bo'aylam. At hamasituni chativa achas bo'aylam. Shenema shma Yisrael shem lekeinu shem echad. Vani esa chativa achas bo'aylam. Shenema.
So yeah,
Kadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol wears the tefillin, and in the tefillin it's written shvachist of Klal Yisrael. Now there are four batim,
right.
There are four parshas,
right.
And there's four compartments in the tefillin shel roish.
Yeah.
The tefillin shel yad has only one.
Yeah.
Amar lei Rav Acha b'reid Rav el Rav Ashi teinach b'chad beisa. That's okay.
Hashem's parsha is much smaller.
So that's one. So you explain to me what's written in the one parsha of the Tefillin Shel Roish of Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's written in the other three?
Shel Yad also, both.
And what's written in the Shel Yad, right?
The same thing in one.
B'shar Batimai. But he's saying B'shar, what is written? He's talking about the Tefillin Shel Roish, I think.
No, the Gemara said both. The Gemara said
both. Yeah, both.
Hashem wears both.
He says the other three compartments.
Okay. Yeah, all the compartments, but on
the Shel Yad, everything's written on one
piece of cloth.
Amalei, he says like this. Kimi Goy Gadol, Asher.
Two.
Mi Goy Gadol, Asher Loyal, Kimi Goy Vimei Love, Kashem, Kol Karenu Ei Love, that's one. Umi Goy Gadol,
That's in Azino, or is that all
in the same place.
Vayelach.
Oh, Vayelach. Okay.
And then, Oy Haniso Lekim.
That's the only part in the whole Torah. No, it's two psukim. They also have all the letters of the Aleph base.
The what?
All the letters of the Aleph base appear in that pasuk.
Where?
Oy Hanisa Lakim. Lavoy Lakakas.
And
where else? The man. Oy Mirlakal Goyles. The Mispar. There's two psukim in Chumash. Chamisha Chumshe Torah. They have all the letters of the Aleph base. And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
four.
So
it's five. El together with the Mikam Chay Yisrael, we have five.
So if there's too many, you only need three more.
So Hashem is Oyim Al Taisif.
Me.
Hello? So Mi Goy Gadol, Mi Goy Gadol, the Dami Nadad. It's similar. So that's one parsha. B'chad base, it's one bias.
Yeah.
But that means both psukim are on one bias.
Correct.
Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikamch Yisrael, b'chad base. That's in the third one. Oy haniso lekim b'chad base, ulesitcha elyon b'chad
base.
So what do you mean? So that's four.
Yeah.
Four. That adds up to the what we were missing.
Four. We're reducing.
Three,
we had a total of
three in Roish and one in the Yad. We already said
yad?
One in the.
No, the other is not a problem. The Sharaish.
Didn't we say there's four altogether?
No, there are six altogether.
What's six?
No.
Let's go back. Go back.
How many?
Four. Hashem can have more than four. Four. Just like we have four. Can have more than four.
The Gemara says you have five, so that's Shtetnish. So he's saying that that some of them are similar, so they you join
them. Amalei, mi goy gadol, mi goy mi goy gadol, ashrach.
That's one. No.
Mi goy gadol, mi goy gadol, ashrach yitzol, oy nitzol goy, nisa, ulis etrel yon. It's five and six, and number six is ashrach a mi kam choy shol goy chabaretz. There are a total of six. The Gemara taught us that one of the parshos, so the Gemara presents five plus the original. The original was right, total of six. Yeah. Look at the Gemara, three times. Me goy gadol, me two, me goy gadol, two times. Ashrecha Yisrael, I need to look him.
Yeah,
say, Elio, six. That's five plus. So what are we gonna do?
Right,
we're gonna join together from the six two of the parashas together twice.
Right. Mikhegard, in one parish.
And the Chuluk Sivi be'ed Roy.
And also
are written in the
also
one.
The arm. So you got it?
Yeah,
there are
okay.
Six parashios,
yeah.
Which are reduced into four batim by combining two of them together twice.
Right.
And not only the Shlomo Shlomo also. Got it?
Yeah. Amar Ravim Baravado and Rabbi Yitzchok. Kol Harogel Lovi Lebei Sekness. Anybody who's a regular to come to shul. And one day he's missing. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu was asking, it was about acquiring for him. Where is he? Shenemar, Mi Bachem Yirei Hashem Shemei B'Kol Adai.
That's scary, you know. This is a, yeah.
Who is this is Hashem saying? Who is there among
yeah,
you that fears Hashem, who listens to the voice of his Eved? So how do you see that?
Weiter, go weiter.
Okay.
It goes into the darkness.
Asher Holach Hashem Ve'Ein Noigaloi.
He went into darkness. He's missing. He went into darkness.
Uh-huh. So
and
he's
it's
missing.
Not light.
Okay. So Yitzchok explains. Im ledvar mitzvah. So we don't know why is he not there.
So, that's the same thing also. If someone goes back to sleep, he doesn't wake up. It's the same thing. Why is he? Yeah.
So the Gemara is drasha.
So the Gemara says, "Im ledvar mitzvah halachiv." The reason why he's not there is because he had a bris, he had something or whatever, he had another mitzvah. Noigaloi, that's called light. Im ledvar reshus halach. But let's say he just went for Torah or anything.
Atlantic
like
City.
He went to work. Went to work.
Not work. That's a mitzvah.
Not?
Work is a mitzvah.
For davening. Yeah, we're talking about for davening.
No, we're talking about he's rugged every day to come to a certain time.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't
what
come
you're
at that time.
Businessman, he has to go somewhere because of work. So that's parnasa.
We mean nagaloi. It'll shine to him and it'll be dark to him. What does that mean? Shine dark.
Joshua, why didn't he come?
No, I know, but what do you mean it'll be dark to him? He won't be matzliya. What does
Hashem
that mean?
Hashem is angry. Hashem is
angry. That's what I mean?
Because he didn't cheat for no good reason. He didn't come to daven because he wanted to go to do something that's not Rudvar Shus. What's more important?
It says Yiftach b'shem Hashem.
You should have in the pasuk.
My timer. What's the reason he doesn't have light? Mishum dehavalei liftach b'shem Hashem leibatach. He should have relied on Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't need to do something else. If now's his time to be in the base of Medrash, he should have been in the base of Medrash. Am Rav Yechanan b'shosha Kadosh Baruch Hu ba b'base haknesses. V'loim matzah ba'asar. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the shul and doesn't find ten, miyod hukayis, he gets angry right away. Shneimer madua bosi v'yainish. Why do I come and there's nobody here? He means 10. Karasi, why do I call Vainoin and there's nowhere there to answer?
You're doing this
which means less than 10.
Every time I did the film, I always sense passive. No one see that.
Karasi, Vainoin, it's Ekev. This is an Ekev. Vatemet Zion is Avani Hashem.
Okay.
It's my Bar Mitzvah Pash, that's why.
The Rav Torah, the Parashas.
Pash is Ekev, yeah?
Yeah. Amrab Chelboy, Amrab Huna. Kola Kveb Makim Litvilasei, somebody who comes to a specific place. Does that mean a special shul? No.
Kveb
is a Makim Kavua, a shul.
Oh.
Eleke Avram Bezroi. So Avram's, Hashem will help him. Ukshemes, and when he'll die, Oimrim Loi, people will say about him, A Onov, A Chosid. Woe is to us that we lost this Onov, this Chosid. Mitamido shel Avram Avinu. He was from the students of Avram Avinu. That's if he has a Malkum Kavua.
So let me ask you, why is he elevated to the level of a chassid And why is he in love? He has a makom tefillin. Could be a big guy, but he has a makom tefillin.
A very good answer. I wish to tell you the answer. A very good answer. I just can't get it out of my throat.
And a chassid is a very high madrega. Why? Just his makom tefillin.
I'll tell you the answer. If you daven, and you say this, not a joke. If you daven every single day in the same shul, there is no way in the world you're not going to have tinus on them.
Tinus on what?
Complaint.
They did this wrong. They didn't give you the aliyah in the right place.
They didn't give you the aliyah. They didn't do this. They didn't do that.
This guy is too cold.
You daven every single day. There is no way in the world you're not going to have a complaint against the people in the shul.
So eventually you leave.
They didn't give you the covet you deserve. So what do you do when you don't get insulted? You pick yourself up and you leave. So why don't you leave?
Obviously,
I'm not davening to them. I'm davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I couldn't care less about you. That shows you're a humble person, you're a chassid. Very true.
So he's called me Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu, humble. So Avraham Avinu
Manola and the all the places that I davened in my whole life, I have time to sign.
Of course.
That's why I left.
Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu.
Me.
That's why you understand that word very well. Rav Avinu Manolo undercover Makom. How do you know Avraham Avinu was kaveh a place? It says Mishal Talmida of Avraham Avinu must be that he kept the place. Tiksi Vayashkim Avraham Abayker Ela Makom Asher Amad Sham. So it sounds like he did. He went to the place where he stood before. So if he stood before, that means it's.
Remember when he was davening for Sodom, and then the next morning, okay.
Ein Amida Ela Tfila. So when it says Vayashkim Avraham Abayker Ela Makom Asher Amad. Means wherever he davened before, he davened again. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that Amida is Lashon Tefillah Shenemro? Yamait Pinchas Vayipalel, and there the word Amida is right by davening.
Right.
So you see, Amida is davening. Amr b'chelbi Amr b'huna. Yaitzi beis haknesses. When someone leaves the shul, Aliv Sapsiga, don't run out. Don't go out quickly with big steps. Amr Abaye lo yamaran elabe. This is only true elamaytak. This is only when you're leaving the shul. Avol Meil, but when you're coming in, mitzvah lemarit. It's a mitzvah to go fast. Shenemar, nirdefo lodas is Hashem. Let us go quickly to know Hashem. Amr Abizera, mereish, at first, ki have a chazine, harubon and the karaiti lepirka b'shabs. And when I saw the Talmid Chachanim running to the shir on Shabbos, Amina, I said, kamachal on rabban shabbos, they're machal Shabbos by running.
Right,
because
there's issue of running in general. Yeah, what issue is that?
Defines against lifting one foot before putting down the other. It's like running.
What's the violation if you just run on Shabbos? What's the?
I don't know.
Yeah,
what is that?
Over an arm and a half. Magen Avraham defines this prohibition as against lifting one foot before putting down the other.
What's
wrong? It's forbidden to take long strides on Shabbos.
Why?
More on Shabbos, to rise from the reverse. In Toshim Shabbos Raglecha.
Ah. If it's safe
for Shabbos,
Pasuk.
And that's Divrei Kabbalah, that's even more than the Rabban.
So at the beginning, I thought that when I saw them running, that they were Mechal Shabbos. I said, I called after them, Kamechalina Rabban Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos by running. Came in the Shemayin Lohoda Rabbi Tamchum, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but once I heard the Pshat, Rabbi Tamchum and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it says, Loilam, you're a Tzolim Dvar Halacha, Filu B'Shabbos.
Yeah.
He's supposed to do whatever he saw them do. Shenem Rachay Hashem Yelchu Karye Yishog. You should go after Hashem, who will roar like a lion. Anon Nami Rehitna. So I also began to run. Amar Rabbi Zera Agra the Pirke Rihata.
Reconchal.
Agra the Pirke. They always use that word. They love using that word.
That's what it's called.
My brother made up that word, I think. My brother-in-law. What's this Agra the Pirke?
He has 10 branches now. Ezra Klein comes to my sometimes.
So Agri
it's called Agri the Pirke. That's what it's called.
And what is the translation?
Namely, on the checks. The reward for coming to the shir.
Is the running? Why are you running? To get a good place? Why?
Agra, reward. Agra means reward.
I know, but why is a person Pirke running? Why? What's the reason? Why is it necessary
the
to run?
Satira. The Chavivus.
Probably, the Chavivus Satira.
Agra the Pirke, the reward for learning. Riyata is received coming. For the running.
Not for come. The learning. Because not. Rashi says, most people don't understand a word that they learn.
So it's a schar alicha.
So what are you getting then? What are you getting then for the shir? You don't remember anything. You don't know anything. Rashi, look at Rashi. Agra the Pirke.
Yeah.
Read the Rashi.
It's a half of a fellow. Most people don't understand why.
But not smart like you. Read the Rashi.
Rashi of a fella.
On which side? What is it? Schar hamerutze. The schar you get for running. Shari rubam einam avinim lahamid girsa. They don't understand what they're hearing anyway.
That's what it means.
The loymer
lahamid girsa means to retain it.
Lahamid girsa.
Ah. So now that they don't understand to retain it.
It's subject to interpretation.
The loymer, and he adds another thing.
Shmuel rabon.
What does that mean?
Limud.
Tomorrow.
They can't over-repeat. Oh. When someone will ask him, what did he say?
They won't be able to say. What they learned today.
They will not be able to say.
I don't know.
In order to receive schar for the limud, they'll forget it.
So
that's the pshat. It's not so much they don't understand it, but then it leaves
it
them.
It seems more that
not, it's not
intention. Retention. Right. That's the issue.
Yeah.
So what are you getting rewarded in for? For
right.
coming.
Right.
For coming.
But Hafla Vafala, just because...
Okay, good.
But at the time, they're listening to Torah. Okay, it won't stay with them. They won't get absolutely no schar of Torah.
Makes a Roshan. What?
No, but why there's absolutely no reward just for...
Doesn't say there's no reward. It says...
The Iker.
Iker. It's the word Iker.
The primary
look, Divrei Agada are very, very hard.
Yeah, okay.
To understand what it means.
Okay, next.
Agra de Kala Duchako. The reward for coming to the shir on Yontif Duchako.
It's a different shir.
You get it for being squished. Omarava. Agra de Shmaitza Svara. The reward that you get from having a Shakla Vatari, having a whole halachic discussion, is Svara. Is for the reasoning it involves.
What do you mean to understand the reason?
The mental effort that you spend understanding the reason is what you get the reward
because
for.
Because there's no practical halacha.
Oh, he says, you toil and you matriach to understand.
There's no practical
halacha.
Trying to understand the halachic discussion, even though you're not using the
there's
practical
halacha. There's no resolution to the halachic issue. Is it osur or mutter? What's the bottom line?
As long as you argue about it.
Teku. So what did you get out of it? Halacha lemaisa, what's halacha lemaisa?
Doesn't matter.
I came to the shir, I didn't know the halacha. I leave the shir, I don't know the halacha. So what you gain sitting here the whole day? The analytics, the gear,
the getting out of the house from your wife.
Of being a falpal in Torah.
Omer Rav Papa, Agra Devei Tamya Shesikusa.
Based off
the reward from going to Menachem Oval. Is for remaining quiet there. You just sit
don't
there
open
quiet.
Your mouth. You don't open your mouth. You just keep your mouth shut. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to just sit there and be quiet.
And he says another alternative is if you go to a place where you're watching a mace and you stays there to guard him and you don't learn because of that, you get schar for not learning. Even that's the being silent. Because Torah study is forbidden in the presence of a dead person.
Like Larosh.
So you're not allowed to do that, so you get schar for the fact that you're not learning it.
Wow.
Omer Marzutra Agra de Tanisa.
That's a different interpretation of the...
Yes, of the same pasuk. Omer Papa Agra, the reward, the Beit Tamyosh. Oh, we did that. Omer Marzutra Agra de Tanisa, the reward from fasting is Tzidkisa.
Again, that means...
Charity.
Again, that means the primary schar.
It means that when the fast is over, generally what you do is you give the poor people food to break their fast on.
No, you give them the food.
That's what I said.
No.
Yeah, he says the
you give them the money that you save by not having to buy breakfast,
that also,
lunch,
that
supper.
Also I heard, yeah.
You give it to them.
Yeah. But what he said, I heard both.
Right, that's the shot. The day is the same thing, the same shot. Today I fasted. I didn't buy breakfast, I didn't buy coffee, I didn't buy lunch, I didn't buy supper. I fasted all day. So I save myself $50. Here, for you, $50.
Yeah.
That's the reward.
Yeah.
Today, what happens? Dinner.
Happened.
Normally, it costs you for breakfast or something, $10. I fasted today. I'm going out to dinner because I fasted. I'm going to spend $100.
Okay.
Omer Rav Sheshes, Agra Hespeda, the reward of a Hesped, the Daluye.
For crying
when you hear the speech.
In order to cause other people to cry, yeah.
Agra the vei hilule, the reward of who comes from coming going to a wedding is mile, is by saying the
nice things.
Saying nice things to the
chasen. But you don't see that. You see Baker, they dance. You don't see them saying, you know,
we're doing it all wrong. We're doing it all wrong today.
Do you believe in chasen kala to say to things
lie.
To make them
look gorgeous? You look beautiful.
That's the machloik is between, yeah.
Kala Shemai Shehi or...
Right.
Today, we have a new minute that we take this Gemara, we go pull it, the volume is so loud, you can't even hear it worse.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable.
Nee.
The volume is so loud, so the agra of loud music is the fact, the shtika, that you're quiet, you can't even say Lashon Hara, because there's no one to talk to, they don't hear you. So the reward you get for the loud music in your ear is that you cannot even say Lashon Hara. Nobody hears you.
It's totally insane.
Rav Huna.
Rav Huna.
And now you know the new thing is?
What?
They make the noise loud even by the chuppah. It used to be the chuppah was decent. No, now the chuppah, you go deaf.
Yeah.
Rav Huna. Call him Isbala Chari Beis HaKnesses, someone in Davin's at the back of the shul, Nikra Rasha.
Why? What happened? There are seats going all the way in the back. I never understood this Gemara. In Babov, there's no room. So he's sitting in the back of Satmar.
It doesn't mean that.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean that.
So what does it mean?
It means the shul's empty.
Uh-oh.
And you still want to go outside.
I don't think he's talking about outside.
He says the side of the shul that the kohol faces when davening is called the front.
Oh, that's a hard...
The side that is behind the shul,
nee.
where the entrance is situated, is called the back. So I mean, like the guy standing outside.
Oh, he's standing by the entrance.
In the back.
And
he davens in the opposite direction.
Oh.
His back is toward the shul. He's wicked.
You mean he even faces himself? He situates himself towards the
towards the outside
Mar,
door.
Let's say, uh-huh.
So he appears to be denying a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In Babel, the shul's faced west, since Eretz Yisrael is to the west. Mm-hmm. So there, it would mean to someone who davens facing east.
Uh-huh.
Okay, according to Rabbeinu Yoina.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
In Babel, the shul's faced west, since Eretz Yisrael is to the west.
Yeah.
So it would mean that someone davens behind the eastern wall and faces east. So he's facing away from Eretz Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Unlike the rest of the shul, who's davening towards Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And it would be reversed in the countries that are to the west of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, one is called wicked only if he does this outside the shul. But the Mashal says...
That you mean he downs outside the shul?
In the opposite direction.
Okay.
Not in the shul.
Uh-huh.
But the Mashal suggests that even someone who is standing inside the shul but faces the opposite direction from that of the kohol is also his Nikra Rasha.
Yeah.
Right? Shenemar Savi V'Shem Misalachim. Abaya. When do we say this? When he's not facing towards the shul.
Even though he's in the back. Yeah.
A story.
That's what it means. Even if he's in the all the way in the back. As long as he's facing
the right way.
Yeah, right.
He's not demonstrating the opposition.
Yeah.
He was davening in the back. He was doing the wrong thing. He was not facing the shul. Elio passed him by. Chazeh, he saw him. Idmelei b'tayor. He appeared to him as an Arab merchant. Like
a terrorist. You have to understand why like an Arab. Okay. Elio comes in
so
different
forms. He looked like a terrorist came by. Amalei, Elio said to him, Kedu bar kayamis kamei marach.
Who's saying this?
Elio Navi. You're standing before a Kaddish Baruch Hu as if they're two rishuyos because you're going facing the other way. Sholof Safsar of Akatla, he killed him.
Well, you know, Elio killed
this guy who was doing something wrong.
She. Wow.
Now he's going to explain the phrase, Krum Zulas Livnei Adam, that we said before. Omer Lei Ahu Merabonin Lerav Bibi Barabaye. V'Omer Lei Rav Bibi Lerav Nachem Bar Yitzchak. My Krum Zulus Livnei Adam.
When it's elevated, the lowly people. Kru means to elevate. Zula, Zal. Lowly people.
Omer Lei, Eilu Dvarim Sh'oimdim Barum HaShalom. These are things that stand at the top of the world. But people treat very lightly. These are very important things that people treat very lightly. What does he say? What does this mean?
Tefillah. Right, they don't explain it.
Rabbi Eichon and Rabbi Lazar Dama Chavayah. Kevin, then it's Shechad and Labriyais.
No. The first shot is with Tefillah. Dvarim, look at Rashi. Rashi says, look, Rashi. Tefillah, look at Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side.
The left side.
Dvarim sha'imdim beruma shel olam kegoin tefillah.
Krum Zulas, safe for the Krulel, the Varm Shine the Brum Shall Gugain Tfila Shoila Lamaila.
What is Rashi saying? Shoila Lamaila. Of course,
Rum
goes
up. Why is Tfila called Rum? Why is Tfila called Rum? Dvarm
so people take it. People how do you call they
Misalza.
The why?
Because they don't appreciate what Kech Tfila. Meister Bechol Yaim.
The room of the world is the Beis HaKnesses.
Yeah.
That's the room, R-O-O-M, that's the room. Rom. That's what they said. Rabbi Yechon HaBilazit HaMetzor, but Kivin, when a person is dependent on others, Panov Mishtanis B'Kikrum. His the color of his face changes like
a bird. Yeah, what kind of, yeah, what is, how does he call a bird?
The Gemara says.
Shenema, Krum Zulus Livnei Adam. What is it got to Zulus?
I saw a picture of this bird.
Right,
different colors.
It's my
when the sun hits it.
My Krum.
Kiyos Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Oif Echad Yesh B'Kar Chei Hayom, or Krum Shumai, a certain bird, the Kevin Shechema Zerachas
Chama.
Kevin Shechema Zerachas Mishapeach L'Kama Gavonim. When the sun shines in it, it changes many colors.
So when a person
has to rely on other people,
he's
embarrassed.
He's embarrassed. So
his face color changes to red.
He's the Zulas. Zulas in this context means he's on the outside of Bnei Adam. Zul means he's from the poor people.
Yeah.
He's on poverty. So I have to get my charity. I get money from people who give charity. When that happens, Rum, my face turns colors.
Rabami
Rabasi Dorma Chavayu, Kiilu Nidan Bishnei Dinim. It's as if he's been sentenced to two.
You mean a person has to rely on someone's money?
Eish umayim, two things. Eish umayim, fire and water. Shenemar, hirkafta enosh l'roshenu bonu po'eish umayim.
And that goes on somebody that's dependent on somebody.
That's obsessed.
No, hirkafta enosh. We didn't. That's possible.
Hirkafta enosh l'roshenu, when someone's on top of your head.
So l'roshenu is kenosha, acting as a creditor, is kerashia.
Mm-hmm.
The two punishments, fire and water, are an allusion to the embarrassment that somebody who's the loive suffers when he's pressed for money to pay, and he has no money to pay.
The borrow.
Gemara Bava Metzia says that a person who's embarrassed his face turns red and then white. So this is the colors that it's that
red
the
for fire, white
fire
for water.
Water.
Very good.
Okay. Now. Omer Rabbi Chelbo Yom Rabbi Mfuna, La'ilam Yehi Odom Zor B'Tfilas HaMincha. Be very careful when you daven Mincha. Shari Eliyahu La'idnana Ela B'Tfilas HaMincha. Eliyahu was there, and he will not. He was answered. He himself was answered only by davening Mincha.
So I don't think Mincha. The time when a person has to daven Mincha, I think that's what it means.
B'Tfilas Mincha. Whenever you daven, you daven.
Oh, back then they didn't have the bracha.
It says, when mincha time usually is done in the afternoon when you're working, so what it's telling you to do is that when you're in the middle of work, you should break away from work in order to daven the right zman.
Right.
As soon as the time comes to daven mincha, you should make sure you don't delay.
Yeah.
Shari Eliyahu leinan le'ela b'tfilas mincha, because he was answered only through the prayer of mincha. Shenemar v'hi ba'alois ha'mincha v'yigash Eliyahu ha'navi v'yaymar Aneni Hashem Aneni. That's when he would beseech the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
No, that was the Maisa with the Baal.
Right.
Right.
That took place of Shas HaMincha.
Right.
Okay. Vayemer Aneni Hashem Aneni.
And Hashem came with a fire and burnt his carbon and destroyed the Avod Zarah.
So this happened in Mincha time, right? It happened in the afternoon and Mincha time.
So he explains, he says that he said twice Aneni. So he explains why he said Aneni twice.
Aneni Shaterit Eish Min HaShemayim, please, because this was important that the fire come down to the carbon.
Yeah.
Aneni Shalayimru Masik Shavimim, and also, please help me so that they don't say, they'll say it's, they shouldn't say it's Maisa of witchcraft. Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Af B'Tfilas Arvis, you should be also careful at this man of saying Marv too. Shenamar Tikoin Tfilas Ekateris, Lefanecha Masas Kapai Min Chazores.
Orev.
Yeah.
That's the Sfardim say this by davening.
This he said by Tils, the Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is a focus on this pasuk.
Yeah.
It begins with his words.
Next.
After the Talmud, you brought the Ketairis, right? You brought the Ketairis. So therefore, the pasuk means Tikain Tfilasi Ketairis. Let my davening of Mariv stand next to the Ketairis, which means the Marav should be said soon after the time for offering the Ketairis, so that's as soon as the day is over. Another warning. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Tefila Shachris. Not only we said Mincha and Marav, but Shachris too. Shenemra Hashem Baker Tishma Kaili. Hashem, in the morning, please hear my voice. Baker Erach Lecha Vatzape. I will daven to you in the morning, and I wait for you to answer me.
I anticipate
your response.
So it says Baker, morning, Shachris.
Okay. Another statement, a fourth statement, Rabbi Chelbo, name Rabbi Chelbo, call anonymous to discuss and vein of Samchai, Iver Bechamisha Kailas, Shenemar, Kol Sasan, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosan, Kol Kala, Kol Imrim Hoidu as Hashem Tzavakais. So, why you Iver?
He wasn't mean he's Iver. How's Shai? He's Iver. What does it mean he's Iver?
Yirmiyahu was saying in Navua that although the cities of Yehuda and Yechutzos Yishalayim were now destroyed, the time would come when there would be sounds of joy and happiness, and it mentions five different sounds. So one who does not, is not Mesameach, Chasen V'Kala, when he's supposed to, shows that the Simcha of the Chasen Kala is of no importance to him. He shows, this way he shows a lack of regard for the five sounds of joy that Hashem promises to give Yisrael.
What connection
which is
with
one is the sound of the
these are the sounds of, but this is the sound of the restoration of the Mishmegdish when the Gula will come. So what does that have to do? Because you're not being Mishmeg, you eat, you benefit from the food, but you don't. Therefore, you're being Oiver. What's the connection? This is of loss of Labai. It's interesting. We see how the significance of being Mishmeg Chosam Kamba. What?
Because if he's not Mesameach Chosam V'Kala, it shows that making somebody happy is not important to him. What's the most important thing to do with a chassid? It's Mesameach Chosam V'Kala.
Yeah.
And there's Chemisha Kailas, Kalsosim, Kalsim, Kalsosim, and he doesn't care at all. So he gets punished. He doesn't care the fact that we're in Golas.
I always thought the most important thing is to eat. I'm hungry.
What do you mean he's Oiver?
He's Oiver with Chemisha Kailas.
But it's not a laughing, he's over.
It means that Akash Baruch Hu says, just like you have disregard for the Simchas Chosin V'Kala,
right.
So we have a relationship, Chosin Kala, the Torah, you, Klal Yisrael,
right.
So, and we have no bias, and now
it's a mitzvah, it's a dogma. You have to
be Mesamech.
Chosin Kala is a dogma, Klal Yisrael, Akash Baruch Hu, mitzvah tans. So if you nene from the chosin kala and you know you're not mesamech them, it means that your relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam is you're a taker, you're not a giver. The whole essence of chosin kala is a dogma between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam.
How can you mourn the Beis Hamikdash properly, appropriately, if you're a person who doesn't even to a bus of Adam show the importance of simcha at a chasana? Where all he has to do is to be Mesameach Chosam V'Kala. It shows you don't know what Simcha is all about. So you don't know, if you don't know what Simcha is about, you don't know what happiness will be when we get the Beis Hamikdash back. You don't know what this means even.
Very good.
Right?
Yeah.
I was a chassid. I saw a guy, what are you doing here? I don't want to come. My wife wanted to come for the fashion show. So I came with her.
Yeah.
So that's the sixth coil, the coil of his wife. V'imisamchay maschar, if he does take was misameach chosin v'kala, what's his reward? Am Yeshua ben Levi, zeichel l'tayra, shenitna b'chamisha coilus. He gets the tayra. What's the five coilus of tayra? V'ahi b'ayoyim ha'shlishi, b'yoyis ha'baikir, this is by Kabbalah satayra, right? V'ahi coilus of rakim, that's one coil, or coilus, maybe it's two. V'anon kaved alohar v'kol shayfar, right?
No, because it says five times kol shayfar.
Yeah. So I guess the word kailois is two,
yeah.
And now it mentions three other times. So two and three is five.
Yeah.
So that's chemisha kailos.
Yeah.
Eini, there's only five kailos when it comes to Kabbalah Sadeir.
There's a sixth one.
V'chol amroim as a kailos. That's another two.
That's before Matan Torah. Yeah.
Eisen Kol is the Koyde Matan Torah. So you can't, count and include.
Unbelievable.
What?
The famous Chazal, the Cholam Roimes HaKoylois, was not a Matan Torah.
Yeah.
Paladak.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think, of course, that's Matan Torah.
Yeah.
The Roimes HaKoylois before Matan Torah. But the Koylois of Matan Torah, you didn't see out of here. It's Meridic, no? I never knew that.
Let's end.
Omer Rabbi Vo Omer Kiilu Hikriv Taida. Whenever you do the five kailas by chosin, right? It's as if you brought a taida.
Chosin makal is a makriv taida, yeah.
Kiilu makriv taida. Shenemar mevien taida beis Hashem.
So how do you see that? Where do you see the connection between chosin makal?
It's the end of the pasuk.
Oh, I see.
Haydu is Hashem tzavakos.
Oh, I see.
Kitoiv Hashem ki loylam chazdoi mevien taida. Beis Hashem ki oshiv et shavus ha'oretz kivarishoina amar Hashem.
That's
the entire pasuk. Nachmi zog amar kiilu bona achas mechurvis Yishalayim. It's as if he rebuilt one of the churvis
Yishalayim. He must have gone to Shebrachas or that from somewhere. Shebrachas.
Right. Shenemar ki oshiv et shavus ha'oretz kivarishoina. It's rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Another statement by Reb Chelbor, Omer Reb Chelbor Mevuna, Kol Odom Sheyesh Bo Yira Shemayim, Dvar Nishmayim. Anybody who has Yira Shemayim, they'll listen to him. People will accept what he has to say. Shenemar Soif Dover, Akel Nishma, Esalakim Yira. So everything will be listened to if you're a Lakim Yira, if you're Yari Lakim. Mai Kizeh Kol Odom, that's the rest of the pasuk. Kizeh Kol Odom, Omer Belozer, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol, Ho'elam Kuloi Lenivra Ela Bishvil Zeh.
The
person who's a Yari Shemayim is the reason why the world was created, for that person's sake.
Yeah.
The person who is a Yari Shemayim and keeps his Torah is equal in importance to the entire world. Shim ben Azi Amar, Varmalei of Shimon ben Zayma Amar, Kol Olam Kulay LeNivra Ela LeTzevis LeZeh. What it means is the world was created to serve. To this person,
yeah,
it's only to serve this person,
yeah.
Amr Abchelbi, Amr Abhuna, Kol Shiyadei Abchaberi Shuraga Litan Lay Shalom. Anybody who knows that his friend normally gives him Shalom, Yakim Lay Shalom should first be the first one to say Shalom. Shenemar, Bakay Shalom Verfeil. You should seek Shalom, which means that you should be the first one to say Vimnasan Lay Velo Yichzer. And let's say one person greets another person, the other person doesn't come back and say Shalom Lechem to you back. Nikru Gazim. This person who doesn't respond is called a Gaza. Shenemar, v'atem bi'artam akerim gzeilas he'oni uvatechem. Now, how does that connect?
So the Vilna Gaon says, because if he doesn't, it's talking about he doesn't reply, gzeilas he'oni, he's stealing the answering back. The Vilna wants to touch up.
Oni is the answer. Rashi says, Rashi is different.
That's what the Vilna Gaon,
Oni is the answer.
Answer, yeah.
Rashi explains.
Yeah,
Ani has nothing but his dignity. A rich man, read Rashi, they can't talk with
him. A poor person is so poor, there's nothing to steal from him except his greeting. By not returning his greeting is the only thing you
who
can
steal. Who
says
he's talking about a poor person? Even if it's a rich person, he doesn't answer. And what about if it's a rich person or someone that has money?
The posse,
he doesn't feel so much, so low, so down, so downtrodden.
The posse is teaching nothing. You. The Ani, what can he possibly have? His dignity.
At least say hello to him.
His dignity.
Recognize him. His dignity, and you don't even recognize his dignity.
Yeah.
It's also garnished.
Shkaich.
Go weiter. I'm not finished yet. Go weiter.
What's next?
Rabbi Yochanan, Zayin. Nu, go weiter.
Zayin?
It's
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan, Shur Rabbi Yossi. Menayin, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Mispel. How do you know Kadosh Baruch Hu? Davins. Shenemer, Vev Yossi, Malar Kochi, Simachtim, Midveis, Tfilasi.
Tfilasi?
Tfilasom, Loinemer, Ela Tfilasi, Mikan Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Mispelo. My Masli, what is he daven? Om Reb Zutra, Om Reb Tuvia, Om Rav, Yihiratzim Milfonai. It should be my will. Sheyichmashu Rachmai Iskasi, that my Rachamim should overcome my anger. V'yagaylu Rachamai Al Midoisai. And my Rachamim should trump over my Midois. V'esnaig Imbonai V'midas Rachamim. V'ekonis Lem Lefnei Meshur Sadin. And even though they may deserve worse, I should find the Fnimashur Zedin. Tanya, another a brisa that says something very similar. Omer b'Shmuel ben Elisha, pam achas nichnasti
l'hafter. He stole this plagiarism. He stole from Avraham Fried.
Pam achas nichnasti l'hafter teres l'fnai l'fnim. Who was saying this? B'Shmuel ben Elisha.
Avraham Fried said this.
Ro'isi akasriel ko Hashem tzavakos. Shehu yoshev al kisei ron v'nisa. V'omer li. Yishmol b'ni b'archeini. Amarti lo, he writes him v'necha, sheikh b'shu rachamecha z'kascha, v'yigaylu rachamecha v'midosecha, v'disnaig in b'necha v'midosarachman, v'yikonis lam l'vnei m'shu asadin. And he said, v'nina li b'roishai. How can he know that he was
nanei? Hashem bent down.
Well, how does he, what kind of thing is that?
Kabbalah. The Kamash Milan.
The Kamash Malon Shloite Birchas Head Yet Kala Bein Echos.
Because he had a Shmol and Nega, the Ribbono Shel Olam was a Head Yet. And he had the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mekabel. So you see from the Kodesh Baruch
Hu himself.
Hashem was Mekabel, the Baruch Hu Head Yet. Rabbi Shmol was a Head Yet, Lugabe.
He says, even a blessing uttered by a Goy can be efficacious. One should answer Amen after the blessing of a guy. Baruch atiyah mikolo amin. Amr b'yaychanim b'shur b'yaysi menayin she'im meratzin lo'ilodim b'shatz kazay. You don't, when a guy's angry in his heat of his anger, that's not the right time to try to be appeasing him. Diksiv pona yelecho v'anichoy silach.
First, pona yelecho. First, my pona has to leave. You can't be m'fais me into my pona
and
leave.
And then I'll give you a rest. Amr lekadosh baruch hu l'moshe, hamtein li ad sheyavru ponim al shalzam, until it passes, v'aniach l'cha, then I'll rest. Mi ikir rischa kamei dekud shavichu, is there such a thing as anger? In yes, tesanya, v'keil zoyein b'chol yoyim. Shem is angry every day, v'kama zame, how long does it last? Rega, v'kama rega, how much is a rega? Echad m'chamesh is ribuy, v'shmanis alaf, v'shmanis meyaz, v'shmanis m'shmanis b'shah. 158,888th part of an hour. Zuhi Rega. Someone say how much that is? It says slightly more, each Rega slightly more than a quarter of a second. And this is 16th of a second. 16th of a second, that's not so little. Ain called Bria Yechel Chavon. I said no one can know when that is. Chutzah Bilam Arasha. Bilam Arasha is the only one, and he tried to use that time, right? Diksiv Bay. How do you know that Bilam knew? Yedei Das Kelyon. He knew the mind of a Rabbi Nishom. Hashda Das Behemtei Laviyada. We ask over there. He didn't even know what his Chamor wanted to tell him. Das Elyon Haviyada. How could he know? El Malamin Shoy Yedei Lechavon. I said Shkosh Baruch Hu Koyizba. Behind the Dama Lahu Navi Lisrael. That's what he said. Oh, that's what Micha said. Ami Zuchorno Mayoatz Bolok Melech Moya.
Shabbos early, 3 o'clock. A little more than an hour.
3? Not Friday night.
3 o'clock. You're going to 2:45 and start from here?
What?
2:45 and start from here?
I'm going to probably want to sleep a little bit.
3 o'clock. Think about it. Text me.